July 8, 1929 flowers, which the divine will makes bloom. Continuous singing and murmuring of love. Delirious love and dolorous love. One who does the divine will forms the sea of refreshment for the divine love. My littleness becomes lost and remains suffocated in the sea of sorrow of the privation of my beloved Jesus. Feeling in suffering, more than ever I was yearning for my nature to become undone, so as to get out of my prison and take flight toward my celestial fatherland. I would have wanted to go around everywhere in His most holy will, and move heaven and earth, so that, together with me, all might have a cry, a tear, a sigh, for this poor exiled one, so that all might ask for the end of my exile. But while I was pouring myself out in my bitternesses, my lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and giving me a kiss and clasping me in His arms, He told me, "My daughter, calm yourself, I am here within you. But while I am with you, I leave the work field free for my divine will. And since it has its prime acting you, it happens that you perceive what it is within you, its crafting, while you do not feel that I, who am inside of it, am already with it in its work. In fact, I am inseparable from my divine will, and whatever it does, I do. Now, you must know that my divine will wants to make its work, its field of action and absolute dominion, completely its own, not only in your soul, but also of your body. Over your sufferings it spreads its kiss of light and of heat. With its light it produces the seed. With its heat it fecundates it and forms the germ. And nourishing this germ with continuous light and heat, it makes flowers of light bloom with such variety of colors, always animated by the light, because it can do nothing, whether big or small, in which it does not make its light flow. These flowers are not like those of the earth, which have no light and are subject to withering. They have perennial life, because they are nourished by the light of my fiat, and the variety of their beauty is such and so great, that it will form the most beautiful ornament to the earth of your humanity." Having said this, he kept silent. And I felt immersed in a sea of the divine volition. Then my sweet Jesus continued, "My daughter, the sea of our divinity always murmurs, without ever ceasing. But do you know what it says in its murmuring? Love. Love toward the creature. And the ardor of our love is so great, that in our continuous murmuring we overflow with love, and we form such gigantic waves as to be able to drown heaven and earth, and all creatures, all with love. And seeing that they do not let themselves be filled completely with our love, with the desire to see creatures overflow with our love, the delirious love forms within us. And in our delirium, putting the human ingratitude aside, and murmuring, we repeat more loudly, 'Love. Always love to the one who denies and does not take our love to let herself be loved and give us love.' Now, our love, rejected, takes the attitude of dolorous love. But do you know who comes to give refreshment and calm to our deliriums of love? Who soothes our dolorous love and makes it smile? The soul who lives in our divine will. Our will forms at sea within the creature. Our sea and hers plunge together, and one flows within the other, and, oh! How sweet is the murmuring of the creature within our murmuring, repeating continuously, 'Love. Love. Always love to my Creator, to my eternal life, to the one who loves me so much.' See then, one who lives in our divine fiat is our refreshment for our love that devours us, and forms the sweet sea for our dolorous love. Oh! Prodigy of our divine volition, that making use of its power, forms at sea in the creature, and putting her in a contest with us, not only makes her murmur continuously, but raises her so high that, plunging her into our sea, when we feel drowned, devoured by our love and, unable to contain it, we feel the necessity of love, it makes us overflow into the sea which our fiat has formed in the creature who lives in it. And she gives respite to our deliriums of love, and refreshing us with her love, she soothes us. How not to love one who lives in our will?